Louis Armstrong was guest of honor on November 8, 1970, several months after his 70th birthday, at a dinner in the grand ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, sponsored by one of the many American organizations giving money to help in the fight against disease, the Tay Sachs and Allied Diseases Association. Many of Louis Armstrong's friends and admirers, musicians, entertainers, and workers for charity, were seated on the stage with Louis. And at the end of a series of tributes to him, Louis spoke and sang several songs. Unfortunately, in our coverage of the event, we were not able to record the songs because Louis was on stage at one end of the ballroom and the musicians accompanying him were at the other end of the ballroom. Tonight, the Voice of America presents a few brief introductions by the Master of Ceremonies, radio station WNEW broadcaster, William B. Williams.
Some people whom you will hear from a little later, but let me introduce them now. Our guest of honor is Louis Armstrong, is a musician, which is a redundancy. When you say Louis Armstrong, you know that you're speaking of music, but here's a man who played piano with Satch, I guess, some 18 years ago, and has been recently at the Metropole here in New York City, and a brilliant musician, a pianist, Mr. Marty Napoleon. When they write the history of music, and they speak about the rhythm section, about percussionists, one name like Abou Ben Adam will lead the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gene Krupa. For those of you, again, who are under 30, you will never know if you're under 30 or under 25. You will never know the joy of going to the New York Paramount before 11 o'clock in the morning. Before the prices changed, and they could put on the worst cockamamie movies in the world. But when the Goodman Band would come up out of that pit and Krupa was behind home plate, forget it. Ah! Louis Armstrong, I mentioned, was born at the turn of the century, the 4th of July in the year 1900. And you got to figure that if pi equals, by now, Louis is a little over 70. Hale and hearty.
Don't keep going.
Thatcher, don't keep going. Just stop there. But he is, one of the reasons he is hale and hearty is because of his personal physician and lifelong friend, Dr. Gary Zucker. Yes. Doctor? Earlier in introducing Gene Krupa, I was speaking of the early days of the band business and of the Paramount. Seated right next to Louis, right here on the dais, is a man that has been a close friend of both the Armstrongs through the years and is some kind of musician. He also has been active politically, as you probably know, in the recent gubernatorial campaign. This is Lionel Hampton. I'd like you to meet a gentleman who works on radio, but now, on WNEW, if we get above 58th Street, I'm very thrilled. If we get above 58th and below 44th Street, I figure we cover a lot of territory. This gentleman works on a radio station that is heard around the world. And He is here. He has brought something, as a matter of fact, from Russia to present to our guest of honor. He broadcasts jazz around the world every day on The Voice of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Willis Conover.
Take about 30 seconds. Pops, the Citizens Exchange Corps brought this to me from Moscow. It's a book in Russian about music. There's a chapter in it about you. It's been inscribed to you by the man who wrote about you in the book, Alexei Batashov. And let me just read the inscription, which is brief. Dear Mr. Louis Armstrong, take, please, our congratulations in the day of your 70th birthday. And know, please, that in the Soviet Union, people dig and love your brilliant trumpet choruses. Here inside, you may find my article on this occasion. I shall be proud if you take it in your hands and hope you'll do so. Jazzily, your Soviet admirer, Alexei Batashov, Moscow, 1970.
Thank you, Willis. I tell you, it's interesting, as Willis intimated, in Moscow, in the Soviet Union, as all around the world, the name Louis Armstrong immediately conjures up warmth, brotherhood, good fellowship. There is a contagion about the music of Satch that knows no symbol.
Great, Billy.
I would like you to meet the woman behind the wonder that is Louis Armstrong. And what a wondrous woman, Mrs. Lucille Armstrong.
Next was the guest of honor himself, Louis Armstrong.
Just got back from England, and we did a beautiful job for Mr. David Frost and Prince Philip for the kids over there. And on my way back, I stopped in Hollywood and taped a show with Pearly Mae Bailey, and on the program was Bing Crosby and Andy Williams, myself, and Louis Belson directed the orchestra, which I know we're gonna have a beautiful show when you see it. And tonight is really one of the big moments because everybody here is my fan, my friends, and a lot of them is the cats. And just the idea to walk up here and say hello knocks me out. But it's been so long tonight, and I don't want to keep you waiting too long. So I'll just say a short speech by laying a couple of numbers on you. Wait a while. See, we have a couple of boys in my band back there. Quite natural. Brother Hemp is on the vibes, and Martin Napoleon's on the piano. I have to see him from here. Tyree Glenn, who went to London with me to take charge of the music. So I think we can shove in a couple of good ones there.
As I said earlier, the location of the musicians accompanying Louis Armstrong made it impossible for us to tape the performance. But here's a recording of one of the numbers Louis sang.
I was born long, long ago
July the 4th, 1900. Back of town, down in James Alley. Just a boy from New Orleans. When I was only 5 or so, down Rampart Street I used to go, and I heard the great Bump Johnson jazz it up in New Orleans. Right then I knew that I was born. Blow that jazz on this old horn, and I'd make them proud of Louis. Time went by, I'd join a band to spread the sound all around the land. Went from Beale Street to St. Louis, playing jazz from New Orleans. We flew like mad back in those days. Show did speakeasy joints and cabarets, and there was no prohibition on that jazz from New Orleans. Now in Hollywood I took my place with my friend Bing and Princess Grace. This old sax was really swinging, a star from New Orleans. And then Europe called, and off I went and flew across the continent. I was called the jazz ambassador, bringing jazz from New Orleans. All through the years, I've had a ball. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I thank you all. You've been mighty good to old Satchmo. Yes. This old boy from New Orleans. Papa Dodotia!
Mr. Louis Armstrong, 70 years young. Louis?
Good night, folks. Good night.
November 8, 1970. The ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, New York City. Louis Armstrong, guest of honor.